Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Thursday, June 1st, 2023, here are three big things you need to know. One, President Biden says the House took a critical first step to prevent a default. In a statement following the chamber's vote to pass a debt ceiling bill, Biden called it a bipartisan compromise. Needs to pass the Senate before heading to the president's desk. Two, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer announcing Make It in Michigan, which she calls a comprehensive economic strategy to keep winning projects, invest in education, and revitalize places statewide. She says the strategy aims to make Michigan a top state for talent, make it more competitive in key sectors, and to ensure long-term economic strength. And three, Amazon's video doorbell division Ring is agreeing to pay a fine for mishandling customers' videos. The tech giant reached a settlement with the FTC that will see it pay nearly $6 million. The FTC said Ring employees and contractors had unrestricted access to customers' sensitive video data for their own purposes. That's where we start hour two of the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for being alongside. Gregory Wrightstone this hour, Noah Rothman this hour, Charlie Katebi this hour from Americans for Prosperity. We are busy. Indeed, we are. I am here on the campus of Hillsdale College. I serve as a lecturer in journalism. I teach. I am the general manager of the student radio station here, WRFH, the 2023 Michigan Association of Broadcasters College Audio Station of the Year. Great students, and they do great work here at the station. I also host the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, heard many on many of these fine stations on the weekend, also available in podcast form, as is the other show I host, the Hillsdale College K-12 Classical Education Podcast. You can find both those shows wherever you find your audio. For National Review, I host Political Beats, a show where we talk with people in and around politics about nothing political at all, but only our guest's favorite band or musical artist. Find that, too, at Apple Podcasts and Google and Stitcher and Spotify, but also at our Patreon page, patreon.com/politicalbeats, where we have bonus material and extras and exclusive content for those supporters through Patreon, patreon.com/politicalbeats. And a longtime fill-in host for the Steve Gruber Show. If you're new around here, well, been doing it, I guess, more than 6 years at this point when Steve's not around, usually. I am, and my privilege and pleasure to be here once again today, tomorrow, and into next week, in fact, too. I'm here Monday, guest hosting for the Steve Gruber Show. Something so good, I rarely do this. Jim Garrity over at National Review had a piece yesterday, A Culture War Reckoning for Corporate America, and it's so good, I do want to read some portions directly from it. We talked yesterday about what's happening with the Los Angeles Dodgers. We've talked previously about Bud Light and Target elsewhere. Jim says there's a headline in New York Magazine that laments Bud Light, Target, and a new era of corporate caution. He says a new era of corporate caution. Don't threaten me with a good time. Imagine a beer company. Imagine that just wanted to make good beer and sell it to you. Imagine if that company wanted to sell beer to everyone but didn't feel that its job was to make you more accepting of transgender individuals any more than it felt its job was to warn you about the national debt or teach you the value of standardized testing in schools or warn you about North Korea's intercontinental missile program. Imagine a beer company that actually liked its existing customer base. Imagine an everything store like Target that wanted everyone to shop there, but that had the good sense to realize that partnering with a brand that had Satanist-inspired merchandise was not the way to win over shoppers in a country that is still roughly two-thirds Christian. You ought to put rainbows and pride on merchandise, go ahead, it's a free country, but if you partner up with a Satan-respects-pronouns designer, don't be shocked when lots of people choose to shop elsewhere. Jim Garrity says, imagine a sports team that declared everyone was welcome but didn't formally and publicly roll out the welcome mat for the quasi-pornographic Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, anti-Catholic hate group. Last year, the Dodgers led baseball in attendance. With the exception of 2020, the Dodgers have led MLB in attendance For the past 9 years, marketing the Dodgers in L.A. is like marketing water in the desert. The Dodgers don't need to reach out to the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence fan base. They're choosing to reach out because someone in the organization likes that message. It's safe to pick on Catholics because Catholics are going to turn the other cheek and ignore you or offered mild protest. Dress up and drag to mock Muslims, there's a good chance you'll get firebombed. We saw this with the publication of the Satanic Verses, the Muhammad cartoons, Charlie Hebdo magazine over in France. Still see it now. Imagine a social media company, Jim Garrity writes, that just lets you follow whom you wanted to follow and didn't throttle or shadow ban certain users or posts that it deemed socially unacceptable. There's a new Indiana Jones movie coming out, by the way. There's a rumor going around that a scene features the new young feminine character lecturing Indiana Jones about stealing from indigenous people. It's a rumor. The film was screened in film festivals, and that line has not been mentioned yet in reviews, so maybe it doesn't exist. But assuming for a moment the scene is in the movie, or perhaps was filmed and cut, is there a single Indiana Jones fan out there who wants to see their hero getting lectured about stealing from indigenous peoples and the legacy of colonialism? Who in their right mind would possibly think that this was a key bit of dialogue in an Indiana Jones movie, or that the hero's past methods needed to be rebuked, or that the hero needs to be put in its place by a more culturally sensitive modern voice? Why does everything have to be a lecture these days? Jim Garrity writes, why do things that were once entertaining and apolitical suddenly need to be dragged, kicking and screaming, into becoming some sort of heavy-handed, socially relevant lesson? Why are so many brands, products, and forms of entertainment suddenly controlled by joyless ideologues who seem to hate them as they are and only see them as a useful tool for socio-political propaganda? Why are so many people determined to suck the fun out of everything? The irony is, so far, turning the marketing and branding controls over to the most woke and anti-Christian left is working out terribly for Bud Light, Target, and the Dodgers. Unsurprisingly, lots of people don't like being lectured, particularly if they suspect the lecturing is coming from some left-wing 20-something or 30-something marketing executive who can barely conceal his or her contempt for the existing customer base. If know-nothing marketers can wreck a brand like Bud Light, they can wreck just about any other company's image. Do the managers of Fortune 500 companies realize this? Do they care? Do they want to heed the lessons? It is odd, by the way. You can get fired for a Twitter post that might not reflect well on your brand, on your company's brand, but the actual marketing director making horrible decisions, costing a company billions of dollars, are there consequences for that? Some of these companies might have to figure that out pretty darn quickly. Gregory Wrightstone is coming up next. Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Every kid deserves a chance to feel safe, to have their own bed, to be loved and cared for. That's why I love my foster parents. They make me feel like part of the family.
Raise hope and foster dreams for one of 13,000 Michigan children in foster care. Visit michigan.gov/hopeforahome or call 855-MICH-KIDS. That's 855-MICH-KIDS. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Health concerns in high school sports go beyond physical injuries. The mental well-being of our young people is a hotter topic than ever before. The Michigan High School Athletic Association website has resources to help adults and students recognize potential problems and deal with them in a positive way. You can learn more about these mental health resources on the Health and Safety page of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.